In this part of the program, we're going to hear about real estate. There are signs that the boom is spreading. The soaring land and home prices in urban and coastal areas are spilling over into inland and rural areas. Among them, Virginia's picturesque Shenandoah Valley. As David Mulpis of member station WMRA reports, the real estate frenzy has provoked a sharp debate there between those who favor growth and those who want to preserve the rural character of the region.
When the Rockingham County Planning Commission proposed revisions a couple of months ago in the county's comprehensive land use plan, it sent shockwaves through parts of the county. That's because land that had been designated as agricultural reserve for the next 40 years suddenly was to be targeted for new housing subdivisions and other development. County officials say the uproar is based on a misunderstanding that the land in question was always meant to be developed at some point. It just needs to happen faster than anticipated. Rhonda Henderson of the Planning Commission staff says the change is a matter of necessity.
We are not going to be able to meet the need based on land that is currently zoned for residential development.
The need for new housing lots is being driven by a fast-growing population. More people are moving here, in part for the spectacular views. New home construction rose 50% last year, and officials see no slowdown ahead. That has led developers to bid up the value of any land that becomes available. Here's one example from Dwight Schrader, a small-time townhouse developer.
A friend of mine had a subdivision over in Monta Vista. I think he had 18 acres. They had 25 or 30 people on the waiting list, and within a day or two, every lot in the subdivision was sold.
The average price of a single subdivision lot has nearly doubled in the past year. For some, all this points to an immediate need to open up more farmland on the edge of towns for development. Others argue that expansion is exactly what the county development plan was meant to prevent, or at least slow down, in order to preserve what attracts people here in the first place. Timothy and Ruth Jost are among those who have lined up at local government hearings repeatedly to oppose faster development. Their home in the city of Harrisonburg sits next to some of the most pristine views in the county. Rolling pastures and a few Mennonite farmers in buggies are all that stands between them and the mountains miles away. Ruth Jost, who grew up here, says the land is like a hermitage that can induce near mystical experiences. At least that's the way she remembers it from her teenage years.
My recollection of this is standing out on the hill when I was 15 years old, and that feeling of ecstasy and divinity, looking out at mountains like this where I thought, what's the purpose of my life? What does God want me to do?
In addition to the beauty that's out there, there's a lot of history out there.
Timothy Jost describes the scene from his balcony.
We can see an old barn, which is probably the oldest barn in Rockingham County, that was built in the 18th century when this was the far western frontier. And yet beyond that is Turner's Mill, which Ruth's great-great-grandfather built in 1800.
It's a rich history, a glorious view, but it's not their land. So what standing do the Josts have to try and stop development? Ruth Jost takes that question.
We can't preserve that beauty, any one of us, by anything that we do. It has to be something that we decide together is of value.
Dwight Schrader is the Josts' next-door neighbor. He says those who would block growth are trampling on some basic rights. He's an accountant as well as a part-time developer, and he has a number of farmers as clients.
I had a client recently who was offered $3 million for 30 acres of land, $100,000 an acre. He's lived and worked on that farm his life. That is his life. And it's very difficult to tell that man that he has to farm because we enjoy the views.
Schrader also worries that people at the lower end of the economic scale soon won't be able to afford a home. Houses in the $100,000 to $200,000 range are becoming very scarce here. Developers say if more farmland is rezoned for housing, land prices will come down, or at least stabilize, and that will lead to less expensive homes. But some aren't buying that argument. Board of Supervisors member D. Floyd recently defeated a developer in a primary election where growth was a hotly contested issue. He doubts homes will get any cheaper if developers get a green light.
We keep hearing this thing about affordable housing. These developers don't want to build affordable housing because if they build anything under $300,000 or somewhere in that area, it cuts down their profits. So they're not looking to build those houses.
Officials find themselves in a difficult spot. Some, like Planning Commission member Chris Runyon, want to move forward with development, but are reluctant to push too hard.
As we grow as a community, some people embrace change more easily than others. Other people wish that it were always the same that it used to be. Unless we're willing to say that you can't move here, you got to be smart enough as a community to figure out where people can live and work.
For now, the proposed revisions in the county's development plan are on hold. For NPR News, I'm David Malpas in Harrisonburg, Virginia.